High school football is on the air on ESPN 1550 KICS. This is the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Transportation Equipment, 100 North Laird in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on ESPN Radio. Tonight, as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks open their season at home against Kearney Catholic, Carl Tesmer with us, the head football coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Coach, I know we visited last week. You had a chance to talk to Mike, and we kind of won't go over maybe any old ground there, but just new season starts tonight. I guess the obvious question is, kids ready to go tonight?
Well, I think so, and, you know, physically we're okay, but mentally, we've still got some things to iron out here at a couple positions. We're still missing some assignments, but overall I think we're ready. Our special teams are ready. Our defense should play well, and Kearney Catholic's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us, but we've got good people over there. We expect them to get in position and make a play, so, you know, all those things considered, we should play well tonight.
This is 2010, not 2009, isn't it, Coach? This is the time for this team and these guys. It's their turn, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you look at this group as a group that came up through the JV program, and yet this is varsity football, and, you know, we were successful there, but it's a lot different now. And so we expect a higher level of play from some of them, and we're not quite getting there yet, but we're going to get there. This team may take three or four games before it really gets the offense into high gear. I'm hoping it doesn't take that long. Hopefully we're going to show it tonight. But right now it does look like we're just a little slow getting going in the offensive department.
Any concerns, Coach, about all the preseason publicity and all that? You know, this ball club is expected to do well. So they got a lot of pressure on them, I guess, Coach, going into this season, and people expecting a lot of things. And hasn't seemed to affect them, though, or has it?
No, not really. In fact, we thought maybe it might. You know, we're kind of looking for a little sense of urgency here, and we don't seem to be getting it. So, and yet it's gotten better, but and I don't know if the sense of urgency hasn't hit because maybe we're just reading too much newspaper or what, but I thought we'd be a little further along than this. As many good offensive linemen as we have, I thought we'd have that problem kind of settled a little bit. And in the backfield, we're still trying to come up with people that know where they're going and what they're doing on an offense that's not that sophisticated, but the blocking schemes can be that way.
But it's kind of a good thing to have, too, Coach. It looks like you got a lot of good athletes, and you got some depth there. You know, you have to build on all these things, and you have to continue to get better. But it looks like you got good people in a lot of places.
Well, we really do. We got outstanding athletes, and if nothing else, maybe I've wasted too much time trying to give a lot of the other people a chance to go. And just, you know, you always want people, especially in the early part of the year, to get a chance to prove themselves. And because once you get locked in and the season gets going, it's pretty tough to, unless somebody's just really messing up, it's pretty tough to crack the lineup. So plenty of time was given for evaluation, and I felt at two or three positions we're still looking at a toss-up. So from that respect, it's okay, but it could be better.
The ball club will go in and play Kearney Catholic tonight to start the season. We'll talk about the Blue Hawks and the Stars in specifics after this timeout in tonight's pregame show.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to the pregame show before the season football opener for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks as they host Kearney Catholic at Duncan Field tonight. Carl Tesmer with us, head football coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Okay, Coach, the ball club. What kind of ball club, Bluehawks, what kind of ball club are you going to be? I know kind of the emphasis has been highly on defense, and you got the skilled people offense that you're trying to get going here too, but what kind of ball club do you think this is going to be?
Well, until we get a fine-tuned engine going, you know, offensively, it's going to take us a little more, I think, to get there. I think our offensive line is finally getting there, but, you know, it's just going to take some timing. But I think defensively, we're definitely going to be very, very strong. Now, I think once our offense gets going, we're going to be a very, very good football team. And once we get to the point where we're hitting on all eight, you know, in a high gear, running things hard and quickly and, you know, getting there, we've got good, capable people. We're just, you know, we're not last year's team. You know, we're 2 or 3 inches shorter at every position in the backfield. We're probably 30 pounds lighter at every position in the backfield, and yet we're good, quality, athletic people. So, you know, we're going to be good. We're going to run the plays. We're going to get after it, but we're just not going to be as physical in the backfield as we were a year ago. And yet we're going to have to make up for it, because I think we'll be just as physical up front if we want to be.
Is that the biggest concern, that the skill positions in the backfield? As you head into the season, of course, you got the games, obviously, to work on that. And does that mean the defense is maybe have to carry the load a little bit more?
Right. I don't think we've gotten the reps. You know, you always wonder about how many reps you're getting. And it just seems to me like we've been, you know, we've gotten two good units going. We've got 2 or 3 people at every position. But when you have that, you don't seem to get the reps there. Even your quarterbacks need to kind of settle in. You know, it's tough when you're trying to go with 2 or 3 quarterbacks. And I think we've settled down with, for the most part, with Ostrander. And we need to give our other quarterback starter there a chance to go with Amberger. And he's certainly in the hunt. But getting back, it just seemed like, you know, we had 2 I-backs going back there. And now we're down to 1 with the injury to Tomczak. And so, you know, you don't want to say this, but, you know, you could have got a lot more reps for the one that was in there. It just didn't happen. You know, you were trying to get 2 ready there. We were. I was. And it seemed like it's been that way at fullback and at slot back and out at split end. And so, you know, in other years when you just have 1 or 2 kids that are eligible for those spots, your timing is more, that you have to go with what you have, but you get better timing. This year we spent a lot of time, you know, and we're still not fine-tuned yet. But we're going to get there.
Kearney Catholic tonight, what kind of problems do they provide for you defensively and offensively? What kind of ball club are they?
If you're going to play Kearney Catholic, you want to play them first game when you got 3 weeks to prepare for them, because during the season, by the time your season rolls along, if you got a week, you got to make a lot of adjustments. And so they throw about as diverse a package at you as you're going to get. They run basically Kearney UNK's offense with a lot of variations of it, and so they're very good at what they do. They practice it every day, and they're very versatile in their spread offense. And then defensively, they're going to be aggressive. They're going to move people around and try to confuse you a little bit that way. And so they've got some size. They've got you know, always have good skill people, and so they present a challenge. They really do. And I always say, once you've played Kearney Catholic, you can play just about anybody for the rest of the year, because you've seen it all. And they'll bring it all. They'll bring it all in, you know, on offense and defense.
First game of the season, Coach. I know, of course, everybody wants to win that first game, but you want to go out. You want your kids, all this work they put in, and ready for the season. You want to go out and play well. You want to get this season off to a good start, so there's no concerns in these kids' heads of anything that this is going to be a struggle or anything. This you want this first game to be as best as you can, right?
Right. Even if we mess up a little bit early, we want to come out of this game knowing that we can come off the ball, that we know who we're blocking, and we're going to block well. We've got that kind of football team, and I know we've got people in the backfield that can run hard and block well too. And so, you know, I'm anxious for that team to really come through, and it's there. It really is. It hasn't shown it just consistency-wise. It's shown it at times. We've looked really good, but consistency is what we're after. And once that happens, you know, this football team's going to have a lot of fun playing the game, just because they know what they're doing. They know where they're supposed to go, and they're getting it done. So, you know, we're anxious to get to that point. I'm sure that's most of our problems lately have been a lot of this, just waiting to get that first game.
And it's about to kick off with Kearney Catholic for the Blue Hawks tonight. Coach, good luck tonight and all season, and especially to the guys, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk. I know we will. The season moves along, but good luck tonight in the season opener.
Well, thanks a lot, Blaine. I know you're going to see an exciting game. It's going to be a fun game to do. The ball's going to be in the air. You're going to see 30, 35 passes out there, and a lot of misdirection stuff. And so it'll be a lot of fun to watch and do for you. And we appreciate everything that you guys do for us. And thanks for carrying the game and getting us off to a good start here. We hope to get off to a good start and have a great year. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl Tesmer, head football coach of the Saints of Sea Bluehawks. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. Saints of Sea and Kearney Catholic. That's coming right up.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Transportation Equipment of Hastings. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Stop by the Coin Center in downtown Hastings at 115 North Denver. The Coin Center is your headquarters for coin collecting, selling coins, coin supplies, coin folders, and reference books. If you don't see what you're looking for, special orders are no problem. The Coin Center is always interested in buying your coins, tokens, and paper money. Think you have a rare coin? They do appraisals too. Open Monday through Saturday 10 to 5. Call 462-6467 or stop at the Coin Center, 115 North Denver in downtown Hastings.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
High school football play-by-play is brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, let's go to the field for tonight's game.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings and 1460 KXPN in Kearney, your ESPN superstation. Tonight, the football openers for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the Kearney Catholic Stars here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks, of course, as you well know, I'm sure, the C1 state football champions last year in 2009. This is 2010. The Blue Hawks are competing in Class C2 this year, but they will be out to begin their season on a winning note here tonight at Duncan Field. The Kearney Catholic Stars, 4-5 last year, competing in Class C2, but it was the eighth consecutive year in the state football playoffs for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Last year they lost in the first round, 1-4, lost 5 last year, but they will be out looking for another playoff appearance in Class C2 this year. So it's a C2 matchup, the season football openers for both these ball clubs, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, here at Duncan Field tonight on a beautiful Friday, late summer Friday evening here in Hastings. And the Stars and the Blue Hawks begin the 2010 football season here tonight. We will take a timeout when we return. We'll set the scene for you more, give you the starting lineups after this 1 minute timeout.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation. The tradition of care in Hastings sees you through.
For life well remembered, count on Livingston Butler Baldwin Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Hastings. Our services have excellence and follow through. And when you compare our services, our presentation, and family accommodation, Butler Volland is the full value leader. With our caring professional team, our spacious and well-appointed facility, lots of paved off-street parking, there is a difference. One you can see, feel, and appreciate. For at need or for making prearrangements, call Livingston, Butler, Volland, and Hastings today.
For full value and thoughtfulness you can count on. Livingston, Butler, Volland, funeral home and cremation. When your need is greatest.
From left guard, number 77, Joe Wallmeyer, 230-pound junior.
And welcome back to Duncan Field, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, about ready to do battle here this evening in high school football here on ESPN 1550 and 1460, your ESPN superstation in Hastings and Kearney. St. Cecilia 13-0 last year, Kearney Catholic 4-5. Here are the starting lineups. The starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank in Kearney. Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll give you the starting offensive lineups for both of these ball clubs. For St. Cecilia, the home team, they will start up front at tight end, Chase Bassett, 175-pound senior. At left tackle, Ryan Sheehy, a 235-pound senior. At left guard, Joe Wallmeyer, a 220-pound junior. At center, Josh Trammell, a 295-pound senior. At right guard, Nathan Susi, a 260-pound senior. At right tackle, Zach Stirrup, a 265-pound senior. The split ends will share time. Matt Kissinger, 175-pound senior, junior. Phil Hamburger, 190-pound junior. Blake Misek, 140-pound junior. The starting quarterback tonight will be the 150-pound junior, Simon Ostrander. The I-back is Cody Jackson, 150-pound senior. The fullback is Joel Groffel, a 175-pound sophomore, and the slot back is Blake Bruliette, a 150-pound senior for St. Cecilia and Carl Tesmer's outfit. For Kearney Catholic, their starting offensive lineup, as given to us by Coach Dave Colling, they will start at wide receivers, and they'll have a number of them. They'll be throwing in the lineup against St. Cecilia tonight. Robbie Yoakum is a 165-pound senior. Brian Hoosman, a 165-pound sophomore. Tyson Colling, 165-pound junior, and Drew Butler, 170-pound senior. Starting quarterback is Creighton Pierce, 165-pound senior. The running back is Colton Dorr, a 170-pound junior. Up front for the Stars, Dave Squires, a 240-pound sophomore. Anthony Donovan, 160-pound junior. Hayden McKelvey, 165-pound senior. Jerron Stroop, 195-pound senior. And John Blake, a 175-pound sophomore for the Stars. Dave Colling is the head football coach, but the Stars penalized here tonight. Coach Colling is not here. The Stars penalized for a summer camp rules violation. They were turned into the state. The NSAA decided to penalize Kearney Catholic by suspending Coach Dave Colling for one game. That's all the details we have on that, but Coach Colling is not here tonight for the Kearney Catholic Stars, so they are here without their head coach taking on St. Cecilia here this evening. Well, that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank in Kearney. Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank. It's just simply better. At Duncan Field tonight, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia won the toss. They deferred until the second half. And the Kearney Catholic Stars decided to take the football. And St. Cecilia will kick off from north to south, right to left. A slight breeze yet here this evening, coming from the north, northwest here tonight, with the temperature hovering around 70, 72 degrees here in Hastings tonight. And to get things off, Matt Kissinger, the returning kicker, he'll do the kicking and punting chores for St. Cecilia this season. He'll kick off from right to left, and the Kearney Catholic Stars will go back to receive. Drew Butler will be one of the deep men, and Brian Hoosman the other, as we're ready to begin football for 2010 here on 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney, your ESPN superstation. Kissinger will be into the football. St. Cecilia in their home
blue with the black pants and blue helmets. The Blue Hawks kick off. Kissinger's kick is boomed down. It'll go to Hoosman. He catches the football near the goal line, to the 5, to the 10-yard line, up to the middle of the 15, to the 20. He goes down about the 20, 25-yard line, and that's where the Kearney Catholic Stars will start first and 10 in their own territory to begin this football game here tonight, Kearney Catholic and Hastings, St. Cecilia. First down and 10 yards to go for the Stars. They will begin at their own 20-yard line. Then Creighton Pierce is the starting quarterback. He's a 165-pound senior as he will start at quarterback for the Kearney Catholic Stars. They will send out their four wide receivers. In the shotgun is Pierce. St. Cecilia on defense here. First and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Stars. Man in motion. The snap to Pierce. Hands off to Doar. Colton Doar with the football goes to the right side. And he's going to be tripped up for a loss. Behind the line of scrimmage on the first play. From scrimmage, a loss on the play. And Chase Bassett there to make the hit in the backfield. And a loss of about a yard on the play. So it's going to be second down and 11 yards to go at about the 19-yard line. So Bassett in there with the first tackle of the season for St. Cecilia on defense. Out come the Stars. They send three to the left, one to the right. And they will do that probably all evening long. Quick toss to the left side goes to Hoosman. Hoosman to the 20, to the 25-yard line, out to about the 27, 28-yard line, and the quick throw there to Brian Hoosman from Creighton Pierce. So the first pass is completed from the 19-yard line out to about the 28-yard line. A pickup of 9. It's going to be third down and about 2 yards to go at the 28-yard line. So Hoosman picks up 9 on that catch there. Third and 2 at the 28 for the Stars. Out they come with 3 to the right and 1 to the left here. One back behind Creighton Pierce, the quarterback. Third and 2 about the 28. Quick toss is going to be the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Intended to Tyson Colling, and it's incomplete on that quick toss to Colling as the Stars try to keep that pressure of St. Cecilia's defense off their quarterback. The quick toss there was wide of the mark, intended for Tyson Colling. It's fourth down and 2 yards to go for the Stars, and they will punt the football in their own territory. First minute 20 seconds of this game, and the Stars do not get a first down. They go three and out, and back to punt is Drew Butler, the senior. Back to receive for St. Cecilia is going to be Cody Jackson. He'll be one of the deep threats back there on the punt for St. Cecilia. Butler to kick. He'll kick the football with the left foot, about his 20, right side to at the 35-yard line to Jackson. He's pulled down right there, a good open field tackle on the return there, and the tackle by Creighton Pierce. So he gets down on that punt coverage, and Cody Jackson goes right down after fielding the football, but St. Cecilia will have it first down and 10 yards to go on their own 35-yard line. So here we go, first series of the season for the Blue Hawks. Simon Ostrander expected to be the quarterback. Joel Groffel, the fullback. Cody Jackson, the senior at tailback in that familiar I formation for St. Cecilia. They send a wide receiver out to the right. They have a slot back right. Tight end to the left. That's expected to be Chase Bassett. In motion is Brulette. The slot back. The toss goes to Jackson. He's at the 35 to the 40. To the 45 to near midfield and a first down on the first running play of the season for St. Cecilia. Cody Jackson runs for a first down from his own 35. Out to near midfield. We'll call it a 15-yard gain for Jackson. Behind that big offensive line of Sheehy, Wallmeyer, Tremel, Susie, and Stirrup. Of course, Matt Stirrup looks like a giant out on the field. The 6'9", 270-pounder headed for the University of Nebraska. Eyes will be on him. The handoff to Groffel, the fullback. Nowhere to go. He struggles for a yard as a penalty marker hits the floor. And on top of that play on the tackle is Austin Lowry for Kearney Catholic.
Austin Lowry making the sack.
It's right at midfield. No gain there for Groffel. Second and 10 at the 50-yard line. So Joel Groffel, the fullback, his first carry. No gain there for St. Cecilia. Second down and 10 yards to go at midfield. The penalty marker being checked out here. And there is a personal foul face mask called on Kearney Catholic. So that will move the football from the spot of the foul, midfield, the line of scrimmage here. And we'll see what the Blue Hawks want to do. And, of course, they're going to take that penalty. St. Cecilia will be the benefit of the penalty here on the Stars. Face mask call, 15 yards. We'll move it down to the 35-yard line. That'll be a first down. It'll be first and 10 at the 35-yard line. So the 15-yard face mask call on the Stars moves it to the 35-yard line, first and 10 for the Blue Hawks. They come out with three backs straight behind quarterback Ostrander. Handoff goes to the third man, Thewitz Jackson. As he scampers his way to the right side, got two or three to about the 32 or 33-yard line. Cody Jackson, the senior, taking that eye back position. Dalton Seely, of course, has moved on to Hastings College. And Cody Jackson is the tailback this year, the starting tailback. Ben Tomchak was expected to battle for that tailback also and share the load there, but Tomchak has a knee injury and he's probably gone for the season. Wide receiver to the right, slot back right, I formation. Ostrand of the quarterback, second and seven at the 32. Handoff goes to Jackson. Works the left side, a yard or two there, but good pursuit there by the Kearney Catholic Stars defense. Short gain there, third down coming up for St. Cecilia. Football at the 31-yard line. That was a pickup of one. It's going to be third down and 6 yards to go. 1 yard pickup there for Jackson. So it's third and six, about the 31-yard line for St. Cecilia. Wide receiver to the right is Phil Hamburger. Tight end Bassett's to the left. Brouillette is the slot back right. Again, it's the I formation. Motion goes Groffel, wanting to throw. Is Ostrander rolls to his right. Has some running room now. Throws the football. It's going to be incomplete. Intended in the on the right side near the sideline. It's incomplete. That was intended for Blake Brouillette, the slot back. It's fourth down and 6 yards to go at the 31-yard line. So the first throw of the season by the Blue Hawks is incomplete. Fourth down and 6 yards to go for St. Cecilia, about the 31-yard line of the Kearney Catholic Stars. So it's fourth down and six at the Kearney Catholic 31-yard line for St. Cecilia. Out they will come. They'll send Kissinger wide to the right. Brouillette, the slot back, is right. Ostrander over center. Fourth down and six here at the 31. Ostrander has the football, wants a screen to the left, does to Jackson. A lot of running room. Sideline Jackson, 25, 20, 15, 10, inside the 5-yard line. The screen pass to the left side. It's all the way down to about the 3-yard line. So we'll pick up there of 28 yards there. On the screen to the left side to Cody Jackson. A 28-yard pickup. First down and goal at the 2-yard line. Another first down for St. Cecilia. The handoff and into the end zone for the touchdown is Cody Jackson. From 2 yards out and a touchdown, St. Cecilia. 65 yards on the first drive and a score. Cody Jackson runs for two and the touchdown for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger in for the extra points, and that didn't take too long. 8 plays and 65 yards for a touchdown for the Blue Hawks. And Matt Kissinger will be doing the extra points, the field goals, and the punting for St. Cecilia this season. So a big screen pass for 28 yards. Set St. Cecilia up for that touchdown run by Cody Jackson. Snap, kick by Kissinger, certainly high enough and long enough and good. So St. Cecilia strikes first in this game with 8:33 to go in the first quarter, 65-yard drive. St. Cecilia 7, Kearney Catholic nothing. Back in 1 minute.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Matt Kissinger kicks off for Saints Asia. They lead it 7-0. And Hoosman will catch the football in the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. And they cannot run that out in high school. First and 10 at the 20-yard line on the kick into the end zone by Matt Kissinger. And Kearney Catholic will start at their own 20 with the score 7-0. Saints Asia, 65-yard drive, highlighted by that 28-yard screen pass from Simon Ostrander to Cody Jackson. That thing was wide open. There were two blockers out there in front of Jackson. And he scampered down to about the 3-yard line, took it in on the next play, and it's 7-0 on the extra point. So out come the Stars with the wide receivers all over the field. Pierce, the quarterback, hands the ball off to Colton Doerr. Doerr will be hit behind the line of scrimmage. Another flag flies. Nothing there for Colton Doerr, the 170-pound junior, but a flag on the play. We'll see what that's all about. 8:27 to go, first quarter. It's 7-0, St. Cecilia. There's going to be a hold on Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia defensively has Joe Walmar, the 220-pounder up front, Ryan Sheehy, 235-pound tackle, Nathan Susi, a 260-pound senior, and Zach Stirrup, a 270-pound senior up front. That's a load up front. The defensive backfield's Cody Jackson, Phil Hamburger, Blake Bruliette. The linebackers for St. Cecilia, Chase Bassett is one of them out there for the Blue Hawks. They have Colin Ellie, the senior, out there. Football back to the 10-yard line, first and 20. Throwing the football, going to be intercepted about the 10-yard line. Going to go into the end zone for the touchdown. On the interception and touchdown. Try to figure out who it is. Looking right into the sun here. Jace Jackson with the interception and a 10-yard interception return for a touchdown for Jace Jackson, and the Blue Hawks up 13-0. So the turnover by the Stars results in a Jace Jackson interception for the touchdown. 10 yards on that interception and the touchdown. So Jace Jackson on the interception return for the touchdown. Jason Cody are brothers. So the brothers have scored the touchdowns for the Blue Hawks. Kissinger to try the extra point. High snap, and they're going to have to go for it here. Ostrander will bring the ball down. The holder runs for the 2 points. He gets close. Doesn't quite get in there. The snap was too high, and Simon Ostrander had to pull it down. Tried to run it in for two. Could not do it. And the try for the extra point is no good. So the score remains 13-0. We'll take another timeout with 8:13 to go in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 13, Kearney Catholic nothing. We're back in another 1 minute.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field, CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. St. Cecilia scores twice within 20 seconds here. We're still at 8:13 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-0. Cody Jackson, a touchdown run. Jace Jackson from the linebacker spot. The interception and touchdown return for the Blue Hawks. They lead it 13-0. And time for us now to tell you about the Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center injury report. In this football game coming into the season, Kearney Catholic Stars healthy. We've had no injuries in this football game here tonight. St. Cecilia coming in with some injuries on the season. They've apparently lost Ben Tomchak and Adam O'Grady to knee injuries for the season. Jordan Consbrook, another senior, is injured, and he is not in the game here tonight. He has a leg injury, probably will miss the first two games of this season. But other than that, St. Cecilia healthy, Kearney Catholic healthy, and we've had a healthy first part of this game. But even as we say that now, getting ready for the kickoff, St. Cecilia has an injury on the play, and it's the starting quarterback, Simon Ostrander, who was hurt running in for that try for the 2 points here. And so Simon is being helped off the field right now. So we'll try to get an update on him. But he's got the right leg and ankle. No support on it. So Simon Ostrander was indeed injured on that play. And that's an early hit to the Blue Hawks here. And no pressure at all on that right ankle or leg by Simon Ostrander. And we'll have to see how Simon is doing. Again, St. Cecilia has lost apparently a couple of guys for the season. And Jordan Consbrook to an injury before the season started. He's not playing. Now Ostrander putting a little pressure on that leg, and try to get an update on Simon Ostrander here. So our first really injury of the football season. So we'll have to see how Simon is. Hopefully okay. Looks like he's trying to put a little more pressure on it, but the first quarter hit here for St. Cecilia. And when you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and now in Lexington. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. Again, we'll try to get an update on Simon Ostrander, the starting quarterback, and he's taking off his jersey and shoulder pads even as we speak here. So we'll probably see Phil Hamburger next series for St. Cecilia, the other quarterback. There's the kickoff by Kissinger, goes into the end zone, and the Stars will start again, first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. So Ostrander's taken off the shoulder pads and the top of his jersey as he sits on the near sideline, the starting quarterback and defensive back for St. Cecilia. And St. Cecilia now has Joel Groffel in at one of the linebacker spots for Colin Ellie. Blake Brulietta out there at a corner. Phil Hamburger at a corner. Jace Jackson at a corner. Out come the Stars, first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. They're down here 13-0. Man in motion. Handoff goes this time to the running back, Colton Dorr. Is taking that snap this time was Abe Clinch. Clinch, the sophomore, who started four games last year in there at quarterback.
Stars. Get on the play about 4 yards.
Colton Dorr moves it out to the 24-yard line. Second down and 6 yards to go. 4 yard pickup there by Colton Dorr. There's a handoff this side to Dorr. Again, comes to the right side.
Well, Dorr carrying the ball for him.
Gets it past the 25-yard line, maybe the 26-yard line, but not much there. We'll call that a pickup of one on the play. Third and 5 yards to go at the 25-yard line. A pickup of one there for Colton Dorr, the junior. Third and 5 at the 25 for the Stars. Again, Abe Clinch, the sophomore, is in there at quarterback for Kearney Catholic. Again, four receivers out, one back there with Clinch. Gets the football. Screen over the middle. It's going to be caught on the play. Running the football to about the 26 or 27-yard line.
Alex
looking like
Alex
Lowe caught that football on the pass right over the middle. Moved it out to the 27-yard line. A pickup of only 2 on the play.
And about 4.
So a pickup of 2 on the play, and it's going to be 4th down and 3 at the 27-yard line. So a pickup of only 2 on that 3rd down pass play, and Drew Butler is back to punt it away again for Kearney Catholic. 4th and 3, they're 27. Again, no first downs in this game yet for the Stars. They trail 13-0. 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Butler goes to his left, kicks with the left foot. The punt will go down about the 35-yard line. Catching it there is Brulietta to the 40. 45 midfield into Kearney Catholic Stars territory to about the 43-yard line. Looked like that was Blake Brulietta back there to catch that football on the punt return. And Blake takes it into Kearney Catholic territory all the way down to the 43-yard line. So a good return there by Brulietta. First down and 10 yards to go for the Blue Hawks. Second possession, St. Cecilia's other score, their second score was an interception return by Jace Jackson for a touchdown. So the Jackson brothers have scored the touchdowns for St. Cecilia, first down and 10. And now Phil Hamburger will be in there at quarterback as they're working on the right knee of Simon Ostrander right in front of us here. St. Cecilia bends. Hamburger wants to throw on first down. Left sideline, a wobbler is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Butler at about the 20-yard line. Drew Butler to the 35, to the 40. He's knocked down there by Zach Stirrup. So the interception there on the first throw of the season by Phil Hamburger, and the interception there by Drew Butler. The senior picks it off for Kearney Catholic in the first turnover of the season on St. Cecilia. And Butler returns that football all the way out to the 37-yard line. So first and 10 for the Stars at their own 37 after the interception by Drew Butler. And it'll be Stars football first and 10 in their own 37. We haven't played half the first quarter yet. 13 to nothing. Clinch now, the quarterback. Over center this time. Hands the ball off the door. Colton Door to the left side. To the 40. 45-yard line. Past the 45. He may have enough for the first down for the Stars. Pickup of about 10 yards on the play.
6-yard line. The Stars will be...
We got about 9 on the play out to the 46. So Colton Door gets 9 on the play. Second and one at the 46-yard line. Over center this time, Abe Clinch. Clinch the quarterback. Hands at the door, and he falls down after getting the football. So Colton got the football from Clinch in the backfield, and Colton just kind of tripped himself up there. The ball moved back all the way back to about the 43-yard line, a loss of
about 6.
A loss of about 3 on the play, and it's third down and 4 yards to go there. Coming up here, third and 4 yards to go on that 3-yard loss. Stars third and 4, they're on 43. Clinch over center. Abe gets the football. Fakes to the running back, rolls to his right, wants to throw for this first down. Clinch still with a stirrup after him. Throws it on the near sideline. It's going to be a battle for it and intercepted by Phil Hamburger. Hamburger right there with the receiver, Drew Butler. And Phil Hamburger comes out of there with it for the interception for St. Cecilia. So the second interception for the Blue Hawks, and Hamburger with that pick for St. Cecilia. And they have the football in their own 30-yard line, first and 10. Zach Stirrup was beating down on the quarterback, Abe Clinch. He threw that football. The receiver, Butler, right there. The defender, Hamburger, right there. And Phil Hamburger comes up with the football on the second interception for St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. And they have it first and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Hamburger now at quarterback for the injured Simon Ostrander. Hamburger over center. On the option, keeps the football. 35-yard line out to about the 40, maybe the, excuse me, the 30, to about the 36-yard line. Phil Hamburger with the run there out to the 35, a pickup of 5 on the play, second and 5 at the 35. So Hamburger and Ostrander battled for that quarterback position. They'll be there all season for the Blue Hawks, but boy, Simon Ostrander with the knee injury here in the first quarter. And he is on the St. Cecilia bench down here in front of us, and Phil Hamburger pressed into service maybe a little sooner than the Blue Hawks would have liked in this first game. Hand off to Groffel, the fullback, to the 40, past the 40. Stretches it out to about the 45, but they'll say knee down. And Joel...
Devinelli.
Excuse me, Devinelli in there at fullback, number 35. Devinelli. A first down for St. Cecilia. First and 10, a pickup there of 9 yards on the play by Devinelli, who played fullback last year, but of course behind Ben Conan a lot for St. Cecilia. So Devinelli in his first carry gets 9 and a first down, first and 10 Blue Hawks at their own 44. Hamburger turns, the toss goes to Cody Jackson to the 45, knocked down about the 48-yard line. We'll pick up 4 on the play out to the 48 for Cody Jackson, the senior. 25 yards rushing, 1 touchdown for Cody on the night. Second and 6 at the St. Cecilia 48. 3:45 to go, first quarter, clock running. St. Cecilia 13, Kearney Catholic nothing. Season opener for these Class C2 football teams here at Duncan Field in Hastings. You're listening to high school football here on your ESPN Superstation, KXPN 1460 Kearney. Third down and 6 yards to go at the 48-yard line for the Blue Hawks.
Brings up third and about.
St. Cecilia 1 out of 3 throwing that football, but their completion set up the first score. The screen pass. Third and 6 at the 48-yard line for the Blue Hawks. Out they come. Third and 6. I formation. 3 backs behind Hamburger. Fakes and rolls to his left. Hamburger wants to throw. Does across the middle. It's going to be caught by Bassett. Chase Bassett to about the 30-yard line. On the rollout by Hamburger, they catch by
Joe Hamburger.
Chase Bassett is a first down for St. Cecilia. From the St. Cecilia 48-yard line down to the Kearney Catholic 42-yard line. A pickup of 20 yards on the play on the first catch of the season for Chase Bassett and the first completion on the year for Phil Hamburger, and a first down at the Kearney Catholic 32-yard line. A 20-yard pickup there on that pass play. Hamburger to Bassett. First and 10, Bluehawks at the 32-yard line of the Kearney Catholic Stars. Slot back to the right side. Handoff goes to that slot back. Blake Bruliette, he's knocked down about the 24-yard line. Good gain there from the right side wing back position.
Blake Bruliette,
Bruliette gets the football and moves it down to about the 20-yard line, and that'll be another Saints to see a first down there, fifth 12-yard pickup there by Blake Bruliette. And his first carry. First and 10 at the 20-yard line for St. Cecilia. As they drive again here against the Kearney Catholic Stars with 2:40 clock running first quarter. Groffel and Jackson, the I formation behind quarterback Hamburger. Handoff goes to Groffel, fumbles the football. And looks like Groffel got on it. Joel Groffel fumbled that ball but got right back on top of it. Short loss on the play. Back to the 21. We'll call it a loss of one on the play. Second and 11 at the 21-yard line. So the Bluehawks put it on the turf there. But Groffel falls on it. 1 yard loss. Second and 11 at the 21-yard line for St. Cecilia in Kearney Catholic territory. They've scored on one long drive and a pass interception for a score. Hamburger hands the ball off to the fullback. Inside handoff, inside the 20 to about the 15-yard line. Let's see if that was Groffel or Ellie.
Devin
Ellie it was, number 35 in there, Devin Ellie. Moves it from the
third and about five.
Moves that football from the 21 to the 15-yard line, a pickup of six. It's going to be third down and 5 yards to go at the 15-yard line. A 6-yard pickup there by Devin Ellie, the senior fullback. Ellie and Groffel have been in that fullback position. Three backs now behind quarterback Hamburger. Third and five at the 15. Third man through, Cody Jackson heads to his left. He's going to be pulled down about the inside the 10-yard line, about the five. Going to be a first and goal coming up. Jackson on the run there. From the 15, Jackson moves the football. To about the 6-yard line.
First and goal.
That was a 9-yard pickup there by Jackson. First and goal at the 6 for St. Cecilia. Out they come in the eye. Hamburger over center. Hands the ball off to Ellie, the fullback. First man through. He spins, tries to get into the end zone. A slew of Kearney Catholic Stars there. Devin cannot get in the end zone. It's going to be second and goal. Devin Ellie, the senior fullback, moves it from the 6-yard line. It's inside the 5, about the 2. That was a pickup of 4. Second and goal at the 2-yard line. 4-yard pickup there by Ellie. Second and goal about the 2 for the Bluehawks. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Out they come. Hamburger turns, hands the ball off to Ellie. He'll get in the end zone this time. Devin Ellie with a 2-yard touchdown run. And St. Cecilia has 3 this first quarter. They lead 19 to nothing. So Devin Ellie, a 2-yard run. He's kind of the workhorse on that drive and gets the touchdown on the 2-yard run. 19 to nothing here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia will try the extra point here. Will they try for 2 to try to get this thing back to 21 points? And they are going to come out to try to get 2 here. There's 20 seconds to go in this first quarter of play. St. Cecilia trying for 2 here. They had a high snap on the last try for extra point. They try for 2. Hamburger will turn on the option. Phil Hamburger will get into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. And St. Cecilia leads now 21 to nothing. So we'll take a timeout with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 21, Kearney Catholic nothing. We're back in 1 minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
ESPN 1550 KICS, I'm Tyler Maffitt with a look at scores from around the area. Right now, McCook leading Aurora 12-0. That game is in the first quarter. Hastings High over Adams Central early 3-0. Sutton and Blue Hill tied at 0-0 after one quarter. Grand Island Northwest 7, Lexington 6 early in the first quarter. And Donovan Trumbull and Twin River are both at 0 after one. Blaine, back to you.
Thank you, Tyler, for those updates. The kickoff goes to Kearney Catholic's Hoosman. With the kickoff return to about the 20-yard line, St. Cecilia leads it here now 21-0. We'll keep you updated on those scores as we go through this evening of football on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. Right here we're on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings and KXPN Kearney, your ESPN superstation. First down and 10 for the Stars on that kickoff return out to about the 17-yard line. Out come the Stars. They're trailing now 21-0 late here in the first quarter. Now, Abe Clinch is back in there at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Clinch for Kearney Catholic. Man in motion. Clinch turns, hands that football off to Colton Dorr. Dorr with a little running room past the 20, near about the 25-yard line. Good pickup there by Colton Dorr, and that'll be the last play, the way it looks, of the first quarter of play. And St. Cecilia scores two on the offense, one on the defense, and we played one quarter here at Duncan Field. The score after one, St. Cecilia 21, Kearney Catholic nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. We played one quarter in this football season for St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, and the Stars trail St. Cecilia after one, 21-0. They have the football to the Stars to start the second quarter at their own 26-yard line. That was a 9-yard pickup to end that first quarter by Colton Dorr. It's second down and 1 yard to go for the Stars at their own 26-yard line when we begin period number two. Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an oops once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job is to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and now Lexington. If you have an oops, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. Second quarter to begin here. Hand the ball off to the Stars. Getting the football is Anthony Pacheco. Runs the football for the first time.
Anthony Pacheco carrying the ball for
Pacheco on the run, his first carry. Anthony, a junior running back, defensive back, is 165-pound senior. And he runs for the first down out to the 30-yard line, first and 10. At the 30, a 4-yard pickup there by Pacheco and a first down for the Stars. Clinch hands the football off to Colton Dorr. Dorr will get it past the 35-yard line. Pretty good run there. Saint Cecilia still with that basically first unit of defense out there, the way it looks. Moving the football from the 30 out to the 37, a pickup of 7 by Colton Dorr. Second and 3 yards to go. So it's second down and 3 yards to go at the 37-yard line for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Early in period number 2, 21-0, St. Cecilia leading. Abe Clinch is the quarterback over center, hands the football off to the running back. We'll see who's got. Looks like Pacheco, and there's a flag flying in there as the pile goes down. Anthony Pacheco running the football. Got about a yard or two, but we'll see what that flag's all about. This might be on the Hawks here. St. Cecilia has not committed a penalty. 15-yarder on Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia got two long drives for scores in that first quarter. Cody Jackson, Devinelli with the touchdown runs, and Jace Jackson, a 10-yard interception return for a touchdown, was the other score. This is a face mask on St. Cecilia, and this will be a 15-yarder on the Blue Hawks and will give the Stars a first down. And this will move the football out to the 45-yard line. Excuse me, make it a 5-yard face mask, so not a blatant one, but enough still for a first down. From the spot of the foul, moves it out to the 45-yard line. First and 10. Stars on their own 45. The penalty gives the Stars a first down. In the shotgun this time. Quarterback now, Tyson Colling, the third quarterback, will run the football from the shotgun to the 45 to the 40. Flag will fly behind the play. Tyson Colling, wide receiver, also a potential quarterback for this ball club. His first time at quarterback. Moves it all the way down to the St. Cecilia 41. That was a 15-yard pickup or so there. But a hold on Kearney Catholic will nullify that good run by Tyson Colling, the 165-pound junior. Colling and Clinch were mentioned at quarterback before the season. Creighton Pierce earned the starting role tonight, the senior. Clinch has played. Colling takes his first snap, runs for 14 yards, but a hold. As the football and the flag is back at the 48-yard line of St. Cecilia, and they'll mark the penalty off at the spot of the foul on the hold on the Stars, a 10-yard penalty. Spot of the foul, 48-yard line of St. Cecilia, back to the 42 of the Stars, and that'll move it back to the Stars' 42-yard line. It'll be first and about 13 yards to go at their own 42-yard line. So first and about 13 at the 42-yard line for the Stars. And they come out in the shotgun, Colling in the shotgun, Tyson back there, fakes the handoff, keeps the football again, but has nowhere to go this time. And there on the tackle this time.
Tyson Colling carrying the ball for
St. Cecilia on the defense there. Looked like Trey Wilhelms got in there. Nathan Susie getting the call on the tackle there. Excuse me, no gain. Second and 13 at the 42-yard line. So Colling this time runs for no gain. Second and 13 at the 42-yard line of Kearney Catholic. 9:55 to go first half. 21-0, St. Cecilia leading. Tyson Colling, the third quarterback of the night for the Stars. Over center this time. Four wide receivers and a covey to the near side. Quick toss goes to this left side. It's Hoosman. Hoosman to the 45-yard line. Tackled there on the good defense by Cody Jackson. The Stars had four receivers to the near side. The completion was to Hussman. A pickup to the 44, a pickup of only 2 on the play. Hussman catches his second ball, but a pickup of only 2, third down and 11 yards to go at the Stars' 44-yard line. Third and 11 at the 44 for the Stars. Tyson Colling, the junior quarterback, in the shotgun this time, third and 11. Throwing the footballs, Colling going to be tipped and intercepted at midfield. Midfield running with the interception, the third of the night for St. Cecilia. A ball was tipped by a Blue Hawk, intercepted by Jace Jackson, and that's his second. Jace Jackson gets his second interception. Returned the first for a touchdown. Returned that one 11 yards to the Kearney Catholic 39-yard line. So a pickup of 11 after the interception by Jace Jackson, and it'll be first and 10 Blue Hawks at the Kearney Catholic 39. That's the third interception of the game for St. Cecilia. Three turnovers on the Stars. First and 10 at the 39-yard line. 8:55 to go in period number two. It's 21-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. Now coming out of the football game is Anthony Pacheco. And coming in is Brett James at a corner. Hamburger over center. Quick toss to this side. It's going to be off the shoulder pad of the intended receiver. Blake Misek, and they rule it incomplete. That was close to a lateral. Hamburger over center grabbed the football, threw it to Misek, bounced off Blake's shoulder pad, and ruled incomplete. Hamburger one out of three throwing. Simon Ostrander, who was injured in the first half of play, still on the bench here with ice on the right knee, so Ostrander may very well be done for the night. He was hurt on the conversion attempt after the second touchdown early in that first quarter. And he has been out since. Second and 10, Hamburger keeps the football in the option, runs it down to about the 30-yard line. Good gain there of about nine. The pickup of nine by Hamburger down to the 30-yard line. So Phil Hamburger moves it down to the 33rd and one. 8:22 clock running in the second quarter, 21-0. St. Cecilia, third and a yard for the Blue Hawks at the 30-yard line of Kearney Catholic. Out they come in the eye. Ellie, Bruliette, and Jackson in the eye behind Hamburger. Third man through is Cody Jackson. Has a first down in the 25. Still on his feet. Looks like he may go all the way into the end zone. Cody Jackson into the end zone for the touchdown from 30 yards out.
30 yards here.
Broke a tackle, got out of the tackle about the 25, kept his balance, and Cody Jackson goes 30 yards for a touchdown. His second of the night, and St. Cecilia on the board once again. Cody Jackson, a 30-yard run for a touchdown. 27-0 with the extra point pending here for the Blue Hawks. Matt Kissinger will try the extra point. A 30-yard run by Jackson, a nice run, broke it off tackle. Got hit around the ankles but kept his balance and outran the defenders into the end zone, 30 yards. Cody Jackson in the score. Hamburger holds, Kissinger kicks, line drive kick is good through the uprights, and it's 28-0 St. Cecilia. After the touchdown run by Jackson, Matt Kissinger the extra point. Timeout on the field with the score. St. Cecilia 28, Kearney Catholic nothing. Back in 1 minute.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
ESPN 1550 KICS, I'm Tyler Maffitt with a check of scores from around the area. Right now, Eustace Farnham 16, Elwood 0 after the first quarter. Axtell 6, Elm Creek 0 after 1. Hastings High now trailing Adams Central 6-3. And Blue Hill is beating Sutton 10-0. Now back to you, Blaine.
Okay, thank you, Tyler Maffitt, for those sports updates. Of course, across town here is Hastings High and Adams Central. That game on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, and on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5, Blue Hill at Sutton tonight. Pleasanton at Amherst on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9. Platte River Radio bringing you the best in high school football each and every week. That kickoff goes into the end zone. Stars come out, and they have the formation set up, but not everybody's in the right spot. So we're going to take another timeout here. The Stars forced to burn a timeout. 7:58 to go in the second quarter. Saints see a 28. Kearney Catholic nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
7:58 to go in the second quarter. Saints to see leads it here 28-0. They score three in the first quarter, one so far here in the second. 5 Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. 5 Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure 5 Points Bank high standards of quality are met. 5 Points Bank of Kearney. Kearney Catholic Stars with the football, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. After their timeout, Tyson Colling, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Four wide receivers. The snap goes over Colling's head. But before that snap, the officials blow the whistle. And maybe a good thing for Kearney Catholic. That snap was way too high over Tyson Colling's head, and they blew the play dead before that snap. And it's going to be a dead ball, illegal procedure on the Stars, a 5-yard penalty, their third of the night for 30 yards. We'll move it back to the 15-yard line, first down and 15 yards to go for the Stars at their own 15. St. Cecilia has dominated 28-0 here in this football game. Stars, two first downs. The Blue Hawks have six. Calling the quarterback in the shotgun, first and 15, wants to throw. Now pull it down and run the football, but he can't get past the outstretched arms. It looks like Trey Wilhelms, the 195-pound senior. Wilhelms and Susie. Susie 66, Wilhelms is 65. That was Nathan Susie. Susie on the tackle there, the 260-pound senior. Second and 15 at the 15, no gain on the play there for Colling. Second and about 15 yards to go. Over center this time, Abe Clinch now back in there at quarterback. Abe wants to throw, pulls it down, throws it to Colton Dorr, the running back. Dorr has a little running room, gets it out past the 20 to about the 25-yard line. So a good little gain there.
Pass to Colton Dorr.
Colton Dorr, his first reception. Moves that football from the 15 out to the 23. Got 8 there.
Stop is made by Joel Grapple.
Got 8 yards there, did Dorr, on that pass reception.
Third
and 7 at the 23-yard line. Clinch over center. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Third and 7 at the 23. Clinch throws to the near side. Running with the football near the 30. Going to be a little bit short of the first down. Catching that football is Colton Dorr once again, but he's going to be a little bit short. Mooted from the 23 to the 28. Got 5, but it's going to be fourth down and 2 yards to go. So Dorr with the catch there got 5, but it's 2 yards short of the first down at the 28. Fourth down and 2 yards to go. The punter's back in there, the senior Drew Butler. So the Stars down here 28-0. Will have to kick it away. Fourth and 2 at the 28-yard line. St. Cecilia has their punt return duo at the 40-yard line. Butler kicks that football with the left foot. Cody Jackson catches it at his own 37 to the 40. Jackson near sideline out to about the 44-yard line. And that's as far as Cody will get. And it'll be Saints to see a first down and 10 yards to go at their own 44-yard line to start this drive. Cody Jackson has run for 2. Devin Ellie with a touchdown run. And Jace Jackson with an interception return for a score for the Blue Hawks, 4 scores. The Stars have only 2 first downs. They have 30 yards rushing and 24 yards throwing. St. Cecilia was banking on their defense. They knew they were going to be good defensively. Lost a lot of skilled people offensively, but trying to get the offense going here early, and they've done a pretty good job of both. defense has been very strong. The handoff goes to the fullback. Getting out to near midfield is Devin Ellie.
Cody Jackson.
So Devin Ellie runs the football. The senior, the 190-pounder, moved it from his own 44 to midfield to pick up a 6 on the play to the 50. So Devin Ellie, who didn't start at fullback, has come in and rushed now for 27 yards and a touchdown. Second and 4 at midfield for the Blue Hawks. 5:20 to go before halftime, 28-0. Inside handoff to Brouillette from the slot back position. Brouillette spins to the 45, to about the 40-yard line, first down.
Blake
Brouillette with the run there. Runs it from midfield to the Stars.
Stop by Drew Butler.
40-yard line, a pickup of 10 there by Brouillette and a first down. Blake Brouillette has rushed 2 times for 22 yards from the slot back position, that wing back position. St. Cecilia uses to such great effect. First and 10 at the Stars' 40-yard line. St. Cecilia has unofficially 7 first down. Phil Hamburger at quarterback. I formation. Second man through is Cody Jackson. Breaks it to the 30, tripped up, and goes down. If he'd have kept his feet there, Jackson would have had another touchdown. With a burst of speed, Cody Jackson trips up, and the knee goes down at the 25-yard line. Another first down, and another nice run there by Jackson. We'll call it the 25-yard line, a pickup of 15 there for Jackson. He's rushed for 79 and 2 touchdowns. First and 10 at the Kearney Catholic 25. 4:42 to go before halftime. Wing back left, I formation, wide receiver left, handoff, fullback Ellie. Inside handoff, Ellie to the inside the 20. Inside to about the 15-yard line. Close to another first down. At St. Cecilia, that muscle up front with Sheehy and Walmar and Tremble and Susie and Stirrup. The little guy there is Walmar at 220. Stirrup's about 270, Susie about 260, Tremble's 295, and Ryan Shee's 235. They just have the power up front, do the Stars. That pickup down from 9 yards to the 16-yard line there by Devin Ellie. Second and 1 at the 16, and a whistle before that snap.
Flags on the play.
And we'll see what that one is about. It's second and 1. A flag flies there. And it's going to be a dead ball offside on the Stars. And that'll give the Blue Hawks a first down and 10 yards to go. To about the 11-yard line. First and 10 at the 11 for the Blue Hawks. Just outside the 10. We'll call it the 11. First down and 10 yards to go. Thanks to see a Ken get a first down without scoring. So it's first and 10 at the 11. Hamburger, handoff to Jackson. Jackson off right guard and tackle, has about 3 or 4 inside the 10. From the 11, move it up to about the 7.
Woody Jackson carrying the ball for the Blue Hawks.
Pick up a 4 on the play to the 7-yard line.
4 yards.
Second down and 6 at the 7-yard line. St. Cecilia. Second down and 6 at the 7-yard line. Hamburger over center. Second and 6 at the 7. Handoff goes to Ellie, and he has nowhere to go this time. Devin Ellie hit right at the line of scrimmage, the fullback. And I mean, he had nowhere to go there. The Kearney Catholic Stars playing the defense there. Moves it back to about the 8, so actual loss on the play. Third and 7 at the 8-yard line. So Devin Ellie pushed back for a yard loss. Third and 7 at the 8-yard line for St. Cecilia. Clock continues to run with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. 28-0 St. Cecilia. Third and 7 at the 8-yard line. Hamburger over center. Hands the football to Ellie. Ellie tries to keep his feet. Gets it to about the 5. It's going to be fourth down. See where they spot it. They'll spot it at the 6. So a gain of 2 on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 5 yards to go. So Devin Ellie gets 2 there. Fourth and about 5 at the 6-yard line of Kearney Catholic for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia continues to run the football, take time off the clock. Ellie in motion, the fullback. Hamburger rolls to his left. Has nowhere to go. avoids one tackler, keeps his feet. Hamburger will try for the end zone, spins and gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Phil Hamburger, a nice run there, avoids a tackler near the 10-yard line and powers his way and spins his way into the end zone for a 6-yard touchdown run, and St. Cecilia leads it 34 to nothing. Hamburger with a nice run there for the touchdown for St. Cecilia. Six-yard run for the score for Phil Hamburger. Matt Kissinger in there to try the extra point. That was a 4th-and-5 play from the 6. St. Cecilia wanted to throw for it, but Hamburger was pressured in the backfield and had to take off, got by the first tackler, and then just can use power and speed to get into the end zone. Kissinger's extra point is up, and it is good. And we will take a timeout with 2 minutes exactly to go in the first half. St. Cecilia 35, Kearney Catholic nothing. We're back in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
ESPN 1550, KICS, McCook now leading Aurora 18-7, Wood River 28, Central City nothing at the end of the first quarter, Pleasanton 8, Amherst 0 in the middle of the first, Hastings High 9, Adams Central 6 just before the half, Grand Island Northwest 13, Lexington 0, Kearney High 6, Lincoln East nothing. Blaine, back to you.
Thank you very much, Tyler, and got a good one going over at Lloyd Wilson Field. The Tigers 9, the Patriots 6. In their second quarter of action here, it's been all Blue Hawks. They lead by the score of 35 to nothing. 2 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Matt Kissinger will kick off for St. Cecilia. It's your first game of the season. You want your regulars to play, get those reps in to start the season. We will have, unless the Stars can get on the board, a running clock in that second half. Kissinger kicks off. Good boot as the winds have all but died down. Another one into the end zone. Matt Kissinger with about his fourth or fifth touchback on the night, as he's really boomed it with a little bit of a breeze in the first quarter. Didn't need any help with that one either. As the winds all but died down, the sun's setting here on a beautiful Friday night in Hastings, Nebraska. Touchback, and the Stars start at their own 20. You're listening to high school football on your ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney. Blaine Bulitz with you here at Duncan Field in the season opener for these two C2 football teams. As Abe Clinch takes the hand, gets the football at quarterback, hands it off to Colton Dorr. Dorr will run the football from the 20 to the 25. Picked up 5 there, a 5-yard pickup. So Doors rushed for 31 yards. Gets 5 there, 2nd and 5 at the 25-yard line, for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Well, they have a couple backs in the backfield with Abe Clinch, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Handoff goes to Dorr. Dorr moves it out to about the 27. Pickup of 2, maybe 3 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down for the Stars.
3rd and 2.
3rd and 2 at the 28-yard line. A pickup of 3 there by the junior 170-pounder Colton Dorr. And it's just too much everything for St. Cecilia. Too much strength, too much power, too much speed, too much quickness. They've just got the Stars outmanned here this evening. And St. Cecilia just putting it all together pretty well in this first game. They have turned it over once, but one penalty. Clinch over center. Abe on the handoff on the reverse. Coming this way is Hoosman. Hoosman comes this way, doesn't have far to go, and Joel Groffel there. The linebacker comes up as the Blue Hawk defense not fooled there. Hussman carrying that football. Bryan had nowhere to go. Groffel there from the linebacker position, and a loss back to the 27-yard line, and it's going to be 4th down and about 3 yards to go. A loss there, 4th and 3 at the 27, a loss of 1 for Hoosman. 4th and about 3 yards to go. with 10 seconds to go in this second half, and it is fourth down. The Stars are going to go for it, and a whistle and a flag flies here. 5 seconds to go. The Stars just want to snap this ball and run the play out and get this first half done. It's 35-0. It's 5.5 seconds to go, and there was a legal procedure, a five-yard penalty on the Stars. So it's fourth down and about 8 yards to go at the fourth and eight at the 22-yard line. So the Stars will face another fourth and eight, and now the clock will start here, and that'll run out the first half. They won't even have to take the snap. That'll end the first half. The Stars are facing a fourth down, but they didn't have to snap the football. They wanted the clock to run out, and so it does. And the first half is over, and St. Cecilia leads here at halftime by the score of 35-0. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, welcome back to Duncan Field, I hope, here in Hastings. With the score at halftime, St. Cecilia 35, Kearney Catholic nothing. And as you might expect, all Blue Hawks in that first half of play. They were never threatened defensively by the Stars, and the Stars just outmanned and outgunned by that St. Cecilia offensive line and those people up front. And the Blue Hawks score 5 touchdowns in the first half, 4 offensively and 1 defensively. And lead it here 35-0 in this season opener with St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic opening their 2010 football season here this evening. St. Cecilia did score first. They kicked off in this football game and forced a quick punt and then got the football at their own 35-yard line. And the Blue Hawks drove 65 yards. And scored the first touchdown of the season. Cody Jackson, a 3-yard touchdown run. That's set up by a 28-yard screen pass from Simon Ostrander to Cody Jackson. And Jackson then took it in from the 3 on the next play for the touchdown. Matt Kissinger adding all the extra points here tonight. And Jackson's 3-yard run made it 7-0 at the 8:33 mark. 20 seconds later, after the Blue Hawks kicked off to the Stars, Kearney Catholic put it in the air, and Jace Jackson, Cody's brother, Jace Jackson, a 10-yard interception return for a touchdown. The 8:13 mark, the try The snap for the try for the extra point was high, and the holder, Simon Ostrander, the starting quarterback and defensive back, had to reach up, grab the football, and had to take off with it to try to get into the end zone for the two-point conversion. He was not successful there, but more importantly, Simon was injured on the play. It looked like he hurt his right knee, and he did not play anymore in that first half, and I'm pretty sure he won't play anymore in this football game. Do not know the extent of the injury. Try to find out more. If we don't find out any more during the game, we'll find out from Coach Ahrens, if he comes up on the coach's postgame show, exactly the extent of the injury to Simon Ostrander. But that try for two resulted in the injury, and it was 13-0 at that point. Later in the first quarter, St. Cecilia's Devin Ellie, a two-yard touchdown run. The fullback was an 11-play, 70-yard drive. Ellie, the final 2 yards, extra point run for two by Phil Hamburger, the quarterback replacing Simon Ostrander, as those two will be sharing the quarterback position the way it looks this season. And Hamburger runs for two, and it's 21-0 after one. Blue Hawks. Second quarter, Cody Jackson, a 30-yard touchdown run, made it 28-0 after the Kissinger extra point. Phil Hamburger, a 6-yard run late in the second quarter. Kissinger, another extra point added, 35-0. Blue Hawks led at the 2-minute mark of the first half, and the Stars basically just let the clock run out. They ran some plays, but couldn't muster much in that first half at all. And St. Cecilia leads here at halftime by the score of 35-0, which means high school football in the state of Nebraska, okay, in the second half, and the football team gets up 35 points or more, the clock will run continuously in the second half. So that's what we'll have in the second half, barring timeouts and, of course, scores. But the clock will run continuously, even on incomplete passes, change of possessions, it will run. So you can expect a fairly quick second half of play here tonight at Duncan Field. The score at halftime, St. Cecilia 35, Kearney Catholic nothing. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we will give you some first half numbers after this 2-minute timeout.
Thanks.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
ESPN 1550 KICS with a check of scores from around the area. Pleasanton leading Amherst 14-0 after the first quarter. Grand Island leading Omaha Bryan 28-0 in the second half. Donovan Trumbull 7, Twin River 0 at the half. And Hastings High leading Adams Central 9-6. That game is at the half. Blaine, back to you.
Thank you, Tyler Maffitt. Welcome back to Duncan Field. It's halftime where St. Cecilia leads Kearney Catholic 35-2. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Injury report, we are looking for some information on Simon Ostrander, who apparently the right knee hurt in that first half of play. The starting quarterback defensive back for St. Cecilia. Of course, the team's off the field now here at halftime. Do not have an update on Simon, but he was out early in that first quarter, taken out of the game with that injury, and his status uncertain for the second half, probably won't play as he took off the shoulder pads and the top part of the jersey pretty much on the sidelines and got some ice on that knee. So hopefully we'll find out more on Simon Ostrander before this night is over. Other than that, pretty much injury-free on both sides of the football. The Stars came in pretty healthy to start the season. Of course, St. Cecilia had some preseason injuries. Jordan Consbrook, expected to be a big cog, a tight end and defensive end for the Blue Hawks, has an injured leg, not expected to play next week either. And the Blue Hawks looks like they've lost Ben Tomchak and Adam O'Grady, a couple of seniors, due to knee injuries for the entire season. So St. Cecilia comes in a little banged up, but they've got a lot of talent, and they have shown that here in the first half and lead it 35-0 here at halftime. And when you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and now in Lexington. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. And this injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Of course, we thank, as always, all of our fine sponsors from all of our local and area businesses that support these kids and support these athletic events and broadcasts on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. Some numbers for you in this first half, as we have them up here. St. Cecilia with the 35 points, 9 first downs in that first half. St. Cecilia with 161 yards rushing, 48 yards passing, 209 total yards for the Blue Hawks. Cody Jackson rushed for 83 yards for the Blue Hawks and a couple of touchdowns. Of course, Cody's in that tailback position, manned last year by Dalton Seeley. So Cody, the senior, will be doing most of the tailback running this year, the way it looks for the Blue Hawks. Ben Tomchak was going to be the other back in the mix there, but of course Ben with that knee injury, probably done for the season. But Cody has 83 yards on the ground, a couple of scores in that first half. Also on the ground for St. Cecilia, Blake Brouillette from the wingback position, 22 yards rushing. Quarterback Phil Hamburger rushed 3 times for 20 yards and 1 score. Devin Ellie from the fullback spot, 37 yards on the ground and 1 touchdown. Joel Groffel, who started at fullback, had a couple of carries for a minus 1 yard in that first half. 161 on the ground for the Blue Hawks, led by Cody Jackson's 83. St. Cecilia threw the ball 5 times in the first half, 2 completions. Simon Ostrander, before his injury, was 1 out of 2, and Phil Hamburger, 1 out of 3, throwing the football. Ostrander for 28 yards to Cody Jackson, and Hamburger's completion was to Chase Bassett for 20 yards in the first half. St. Cecilia got a couple of running scores from Cody Jackson, got a running score from Devin Ellie, and a running touchdown from Phil Hamburger, and an interception return for a touchdown from linebacker Jace Jackson for the Blue Hawks, and they lead it 35-0 here at halftime. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, they rushed for, unofficially, 37 yards, 34 by Colton Dorr. He had most of the carries for the Stars, rushed for 34 yards, 37 total for the Stars, 26 yards throwing the football as Kearney Catholic played 3 different quarterbacks. Creighton Pierce, the senior, started, was 1 out of 2. The sophomore, Abe Clinch, who started 4 games last year as a freshman, was 3 out of 3 throwing the football. And Tyson Colling, the junior, also played quarterback some. He was 1 out of 1 throwing the ball. So 5 completions in 6 attempts by the Stars. A couple of catches for Brian Huseman for 11 yards. Colton Dorr caught a couple for 13. And 1 catch for Alex Lowe for 2 yards. So the Stars did have 26 yards throwing. They were 5 out of 6, but only 26 yards on those 5 completions. 37 on the ground. The Stars with 63 total yards in that first half and a couple of first downs. 3 turnovers on the Stars, 3 interceptions thrown. Phil Hamburger with an interception, Jace Jackson with an interception, and a touchdown return on one of those interceptions by Jackson. St. Cecilia had 1 interception, their only turnover in the first half. 4 penalties, 35 yards on Kearney Catholic. 1 penalty, 5 yards on St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks lead it 35-0 here at halftime. A reminder for you, after this football game, we'll have our player of the game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. We'll name our Blue Hawk player of the game, as we will after all football games on ESPN 1550 KICS and on our sister station 1230 KHAS radio. And then our coach's post-game show here tonight, Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings, your sponsor there. And we'll talk to, we expect, Randy Ahrens, one of the assistant football coaches of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, after this football game on the Coach Speaks, the coach's post-game show. All of that to follow after our play-by-play. Then a bit later on tonight, it'll be week number 2 for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on our sister station 1230 KHAS Radio. Stay tuned for that. We'll give you all the scores from in town, around the area, across the state of Nebraska, and other local sports and other sports on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on 1230 KHAS Radio after our post-game show coverage tonight, that CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on 1230 KHAS Radio. We'll take our final timeout. When we return, we'll have the second half after this 2-minute timeout.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
In St. Cecilia, won the toss and deferred. They have elected now to receive, and the Stars will be kicking off from their 40-yard line.
Welcome back to Duncan Field in Hastings, where St. Cecilia And Kearney Catholic about ready to begin the second half. It's 35-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. And remember, we're going to be in a continuous running clock here in this second half of play with St. Cecilia leading in the kickoff as the Blue Hawks will get the football. And the kickoff goes down to about the 15-yard line. Running that football looks like Blake Brulette out to about the 30-yard line. And he's hit right there, and St. Cecilia will start first down and 10 yards to go. So the clock will run continuously in the second half with St. Cecilia with a 35-0 lead. First down and 10 yards to go, St. Cecilia. They have the football on their own 30-yard line. So St. Cecilia will start with the football. Leading 35-0, and here we go. Hamburger at quarterback. First and 10 at the 30. First play of scrimmage. Handoff goes to the first man through. And running the football, Bryce Faber, number 9, running that football. Get some reps here running the football. Bryce Faber, number 9, running that football. Right at the 30, but no gain there for Bryce. Second down and 10 yards to go. So St. Cecilia leading it here, 35-0. Early in period number 3. With the clock running continuously with a 35-point lead. Hamburger over center. Hands off the football. Running from the tailback position. Maybe a yard there. We'll see who carried that football. St. Cecilia going to get some of the second and third units. That, though, was Cody Jackson. Runs it from the 30 to the 32. Pickup of about 2 there out to the 32-yard line. So Jackson now with 85 yards rushing. It's 3rd and 8 at the 32 for St. Cecilia. Jackson now comes out of the football game after that carry. He's going to have to go back in because they're a player short. Cody thought he was going to be replaced, but is not, and St. Cecilia is going to have to take a timeout. St. Cecilia has got to get the right amount of people on the field. They take a timeout, so we'll take one. With 10:09 to go third quarter, St. Cecilia 35, Kearney Catholic nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Pillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. It's 35-0 early in this period, number 3. St. Cecilia forced to take a timeout there as they didn't have the right amount of people on the field. They'll get everybody out there now. Hamburger's at quarterback. Devin Ellie's at fullback. Matt Kissinger's going to split to the left. Cody Jackson's out there at the tailback position. Again, it's early in the third. The Blue Hawks want to get some more reps into their first unit here. They have a big lead. But you got to play these guys in the first game of the season. High formation. Hamburger handoff to the fullback. First man through is Ellie. Devin Ellie, Joel Groffel running with the football. Joel Groffel moves it past the 32, past the 40. That's going to be a first down out to the 41-yard line. First and 10, 9-yard pickup. Joel Groffel picks up 9 and a first down for St. Cecilia. First and 10 at their own 41-yard line. 9:40 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia enjoying a 35-0 lead. First and 10 at the 41-yard line. Out they come. Wing back left, wide receiver left, tight end right. Toss Hamburger to Cody Jackson. Jackson to the left, going to be pulled down about the 38-yard line, a loss of 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 13 yards to go, a loss of 3 there. So the good defense there by the Stars moves it back to the 38, second and 13 yards to go for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger brings the play in from the near sideline, and Coach Carl Tesmer. Hastings College football tomorrow for you on Sister Station, 1230 KHAS. 5:15 pregame tomorrow afternoon, 6 o'clock kickoff. Hastings College at Briar Cliff. Nebraska football on the breeze, 94.5 tomorrow. Pregame at 1, kickoff at 6 o'clock in Lincoln, the Huskers and Western Kentucky. Second and 13 at the 38-yard line. Hamburger over center, man in motion this way is Kissinger. Hamburger rolls to his right, wants to throw the football, does on the near sideline. Going to be caught by Kissinger. He's pulled down about the 30-yard line. Nice catch there by Matt Kissinger. As he grabbed it, kind of bobbled it, held on us, and then he hit the turf about the 32-yard line or 31. A pickup there from the Saints to see a 38 to the 31, a 31-yard pickup. First catch of the season for Kissinger for 31 yards and a first and 10 at the Kearney Catholic 31-yard line. So a 31-yard pickup there on the throw there by Hamburger and the catch by Matt Kissinger. First and 10, Blue Hawks at the 31-yard line of Kearney Catholic. Out they come in the eye. Hamburger, handoff to Groffel. Groffel, the fullback, quickly up the middle. Goes to his right. He may go all the way. Going to be pushed out of bounds. Gets to the pylon. They say out about the 1 yard line. So Joel Groffel goes 30 yards. Short just of the goal line. So Groffel, a 30-yard pickup down to the Kearney Catholic 1. It'll be first down and goal. Unofficially 12 first downs for St. Cecilia. Groffel, that 30-yard scamper. The quick handoff from the fullback spot from Hamburger. Groffel breaks it off right tackle and guard off of Susie and Stirrup. And pulled down at the 1 yard line, first and goal. Out come the Blue Hawks. 5 minutes gone in this third quarter. Hamburger over center. Turns, hands off to Groffel and Joel into the end zone. He'll get the touchdown on this carry. It won't be a 30-yard touchdown. It'll be a 1 yard touchdown run for Joel Groffel. And St. Cecilia's sixth touchdown, their fifth on the ground here tonight. Groffel, a 1 yard touchdown run. And the Blue Hawks will try the extra point with Matt Kissinger trying to kick his fifth consecutive extra point, or fifth extra point of the night. One extra point snap was high. Kissinger didn't get a chance to kick it. The Blue Hawks couldn't run it in for two. They made up for that 2-point run later. This is Kissinger's actually fourth extra point. This one's high and good again. So four extra points on the night for Matt Kissinger. That makes it 42 to nothing. St. Cecilia will take a timeout. 5 minutes gone in this clock-running third quarter. St. Cecilia 42, Kearney Catholic nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
ESPN 1550 KICS with a check of scores from around the area. At the half, Pierce leads O'Neill 34-0. Minden and Gothenburg are tied at 14 at the half. Kearney leading Lincoln East 6-0 in the middle of the third quarter. Aurora 21, McCook 18 at the half. Blaine, back to you.
Okay, 21-18, Aurora and McCook at the halftime. They're having a battle there. It was Hastings High 9 and Adams Central 6 at halftime over on Lloyd Wilson Field. So they got a city battle going over there. This one's been all St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks lead 42-0. 5 minutes gone in this third quarter. And again, Matt Kissinger will kick off. St. Cecilia with six touchdowns, five rushing scores, and an interception return for a score. Kissinger's kick will go down to Hoosman at about the 2-yard line. Hoosman runs the football for Kearney Catholic, gets out near the 20-yard line. And Brian gets it out there for the Stars, and they'll start there. First down and 10 yards to go. At about the 20, Hoosman got it out to, we'll call it the 19. First and 10 at the 19-yard line for Kearney Catholic. Creighton Pierce was the starting quarterback. Abe Clinch came on. Tyson Colling has also played quarterback. Clinch, the sophomore, is in there. Pierce, the senior, started. Clinch, the sophomore, is in there starting this second half. Clinch, nobody there to hand the football off, and Abe's going to have to eat this one and maybe get a yard. There was no one there for Abe Clinch to hand that ball off, so he had to head upfield, and he got squeezed by a couple of Blue Hawks after a pickup of one. Second and 9 at the 20-yard line. Pickup of one there by Clinch.
Nathan Susi making the stop for the Blue Hawks.
And St. Cecilia allowed only 63 yards of total offense by the Stars in the first half. 42-0. Clock continues to run here on the 35-point rule in the second half. 5:40 to go in the third. Should be a very quick fourth quarter of play. There's a handoff up the middle. Nowhere to run there. St. Cecilia with their first unit defense getting their reps. Again, first game of the season. You got to get your people some reps, even with the big lead. Blue Hawks are not pouring it on here or anything like that. Your first unit people have to get into the flow of the season. Ball back at the 20-yard line. No gain there.
Zach Sturrock and Ryan Sheehan
for the Stars. Third down and 9 yards to go at the 20-yard line. Over center is Abe Clinch. Four wide receivers out. Man in motion is Hoosman. Handoff goes to Brian Hoosman. Comes to the near side. Tripped up on a good play by Chase Bassett. From the linebacker spot, Bassett comes up and an open field tackle trips up Hoosman running that football. At the 22-yard line, a pickup of maybe two on the play to the 22. So a pickup of two by Hoosman. But it's going to be fourth down and long, fourth and seven at the 22-yard line. And Drew Butler is going to drop back and punt. St. Cecilia has Bruliette and Cody Jackson at midfield. Drew Butler to punt. He's a left-footed kicker, and he's rolled to his left each time he's got the ball to punt to get out of the pressure and then kick it with the left foot. 4 minutes to go in the third. Butler kicks that football to midfield. Fair catch called and made by Blake Bruliette at the St. Cecilia 47-yard line.
47.5-yard line.
So we'll call this one. Where are they going to spot it? We'll call it about the 48-yard line of St. Cecilia. First and 10. This one is well decided. St. Cecilia will win this game. They have a commanding lead. They've been in command from the get-go. They have never been threatened in this game. St. Cecilia expected to be a powerhouse in C2, and they're off to a good start tonight. Of course, the defending Class C1 state champions in C2 this year. Out come the Blue Hawks. We'll see who we got over center. Looks like we got Xander Schmidt, the sophomore. So the third unit quarterback, Xander Schmidt, will keep the football, the 48 to the 50, 45 to about the 42. So Xander Schmidt, the sophomore, runs that football from the quarterback spot and moves it from the St. Cecilia 48 to the Kearney Catholic 43, a pickup of 9 on the play for Xander. And it's going to be a 9-yard pickup and second and one at the Kearney Catholic 43-yard line. Schmidt over center. Groffel still the fullback. The handoff goes to Joel Groffel. He's pulled back to the 45. Nothing there for Groffel.
Joel Groffel carrying the ball for the Blue Hawks.
And the Blue Hawks also have Nick Bruliette, a sophomore, in their tailback. Now he comes off the field. Coming in, Kevin Ryan, a junior. He comes in the game from the near sideline. Cesar Tiano, a sophomore, checks into the game for the Blue Hawks. Groff on that carry, no gain. Third and one at the 43-yard line. Third and one for the Blue Hawks at the Kearney Catholic 43. Xander Schmidt, the sophomore, at quarterback. 1:55 to go in the third. There's a flag flying. St. Cecilia had two or three guys take off before the ball was snapped. They were a count ahead of the center on the play. St. Cecilia's got other people up front in the football game, too. Looks like Joe Clark, a junior, is on that offensive line. Jackson Saminski, a junior, also out there on that offensive line for the Blue Hawks. Try to get some names and numbers with some of these kids. Second unit. It was third and one at the 43, a flag at the 43. And it's going to be the flag ruled off, a loss on the play of 2 yards for St. Cecilia.
Flag. No perimeter on the play.
So it's going to be fourth down and about 3 at the 45-yard line. Now they move it back to the 43. A no gain on the play, so it's going to be fourth down and about a yard for St. Cecilia at the 43-yard line of Kearney Catholic. Fourth and about a yard, less than a yard, and St. Cecilia will come out and go for it here with their second and third unit people on the field. Groffel, the starting fullback, still out there, keeping the football. Schmidt powers his way forward. Pushed back now, but Zander got enough for a first down. With 1:05 to go in the third quarter, to the 41-yard line to pick up two and a first down for St. Cecilia. Zander Schmidt picks up two. Coming off, Jamison Esch, the sophomore, back in there. Cesar Tiano, the sophomore for St. Cecilia, running the plays in. Looks like Joe Clark's playing center for St. Cecilia's out there on that offensive line. There, a flag flies as the Blue Hawks come to the line of scrimmage. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Officials will talk this one over. St. Cecilia's got Kevin Ryan at the slot back, wing back position. Legal substitution on the Blue Hawks this time. So that'll be a penalty on St. Cecilia.
5 yards. We got first and 15.
St. Cecilia also has Jake Swanson, a senior, on the field. It's a 5-yard penalty in that illegal substitution. First and 15 now at the 46-yard line. 30 seconds, clock running, third quarter. Continuous clock this second half. It was 35-0 at halftime. It's 42-0 now. Zander Schmidt on the option. The toss goes, running the football inside the 45-yard line is Nick Bruliet, the sophomore. Another flag flies on the play. Carrying that football was Nick Bruliet. And another flag fly. So we're getting sloppy here in this third quarter with the second and third units for both sides of the ball. Flags are flying. Football run down. Pickup of a couple on the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct called on Kearney Catholic. As Kearney Catholic was going for that football. Unsportsmanlike conduct call. Pickup there on the play, and another penalty is going to be tacked on from the 46-yard line from the line of scrimmage. A 15-yard penalty on Kearney Catholic on the unsportsmanlike conduct will be a first down for St. Cecilia at the 28-yard line.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
First and 10 at the 28. That was a 3-yard run there by Bruliet. Then a 15-yard penalty tacked on. First and 10 at the 28 for St. Cecilia. Schmidt the quarterback, and now Blue Hawk jumps from left guard. Penalty on St. Cecilia with 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. 42-0. We got to stop with the flags, folks, even with a continuous clock. It's been a long third quarter. 5 yards on the Blue Hawks moves it back to the
34-yard line.
33-yard line, first and 15. Out come the Hawks, and they start the clock again. That's the end of the third quarter. So the third quarter in the books after three. St. Cecilia leads 42-0, back in 30 seconds.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Hey, welcome back to Duncan Field. Blaine Bulis with you. We're going to start the fourth quarter of play. We're going to remind you one more time that Five Points Bank, your community bank, that means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank high standards of quality are indeed met. Five Points Bank of Kearney. Fourth quarter to begin. St. Cecilia 42, Kearney Catholic nothing. Clock continues to run here in this second half of play. Schmidt with a handoff. and getting hit as soon as he touches that football is Nick Brouillette, the sophomore. Nick had nowhere to go there and lost 2 yards back to the 35-yard line. It's going to be second down and about 17 yards to go for St. Cecilia at the 35-yard line. A loss of two there for Nick Brouillette, the sophomore. 125-pounder listed here. Second and about 17 at the 35-yard line for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia with five scores in the first half, got one in the third. And again, the clock has been moving continuously in the second half. And the Blue Hawks well on their way to victory number one on the season. There's the handoff this time. St. Cecilia nowhere to go there. Xander Smith, the quarterback, kept it. No gain there. It'll be third and 17 at the 35-yard line. So the second and third units and maybe beyond getting to carry the football and play in this second half of action. Again, St. Cecilia loses starting quarterback and defensive back Simon Ostrander in the first quarter of play as he was running for a two-point conversion. A knee injury, and Simon has not played since. Phil Hamburger's taken over at quarterback, done a good job, and those two were expected to play a lot of quarterback this season, but Ostrander hurt this evening. Schmidt wants to throw, doesn't. The screen pass going to be incomplete, intended for Nick Brouillette, so the pass incomplete. It's going to be fourth down and about 17 yards to go at the 35-yard line. Fourth down and 17 at the 35-yard line. So Xander's first throw was incomplete. It's fourth down for the Blue Hawks. They need another player. So coming out, Jace Jackson's going to come out here, and St. Cecilia is going to punt the football. Matt Kissinger, I don't believe Matt has done this yet tonight. So this is something new for Kissinger. He's kicked the extra points. He's going to punt the football. 9:45 to go in this ballgame. It's 42-0. And Matt Kissinger to punt. Gets it away about its 45-yard line of Kearney Catholic. Fair catch as far. It's not made. The ball bounces. It goes into the end zone for the touchback. And the Stars will have it.
Matt Kissinger's punt goes into the
first and 10, they'll start at their own 20. So this will give these teams a chance to play their second and third unit people on offense for the Stars, on defense for St. Cecilia. With 9:15, the clock continues to run in the second half. St. Cecilia, try to get some of these names. Colin Ellie's back then there on defense. St. Cecilia's got the Joe Walmar out there on the defense. Zach Stirrup, St. Cecilia, wants to try to keep this shutout intact here tonight as the Stars have their basically first-unit offense, so the Blue Hawks will have their first-unit defense out on the field. Running the football, Tyson calling on the option to Colton Doerr. Doerr goes down about the 21 or 22, and a flag flies. Looks like, was it a flag or a marker there where Doerr's knee went down. Looked like a marker by the officials saying Colton's knee hit the turf about the 21-yard line. A pickup of one on the play. St. Cecilia have been very stingy on defense tonight. Gave up only 63 yards in the first half. And the Stars have virtually nothing in this half of play. They have completed five passes, but for only 26 yards. Second and 9 at the 21. Calling the quarterback, keeps the football, pulled down about the 24, 25-yard line on that second down run. So a few yards there by the junior Tyson Calling.
Tyson Calling carrying the ball for.
The officials are going to call a timeout here. St. Cecilia has Ryan Sheehy, little gimpy, coming off the field. Ryan comes off the field a little bit gimpy on that right ankle, but seems to be okay, but it's a little slow coming off, but Sheehy off the field. Now the shotgun calling. Third down and about 7 at the 24-yard line. There's the handoff to Doerr. Colton Doerr running the football. A short gain there. Fourth down and about 5 yards to go. A pickup of one on the play. Fourth and 6 at the 25, we'll call it. 1 yard pickup on the play there by they say Spencer Lowe running the football. It's fourth down and about 5 yards to go at the 25-yard line. And back to punt is Drew Butler. Final 7 minutes of this football game, mercifully, will be over. Because it's been a tough night for Kearney Catholic and a very good night for St. Cecilia. With a lot of folks getting a chance to play, there's a punt going to be down by the Stars at the St. Cecilia 33. And the Blue Hawks will start their first down and 10 yards to go at their own 33-yard line as we'll play the final 6:33 of this one out. St. Cecilia will go to 1-0. And the Blue Hawks will have their first one into the books here tonight. Starting their season with a victory here tonight. And St. Cecilia next week will be at Blue Hill. We'll have that football game on our sister station, The Breeze. 94.5 KLIQ-FM, St. Cecilia at Blue Hill next Friday night. Kearney Catholic has another road trip. They play at North Platte St. Patrick's next Friday. First and 10 Blue Hawks at their own 33. Handoff to the fullback.
Jace Jackson
getting a chance to run the football. Fresh offensive legs there, and Jace runs the football for St. Cecilia. From his 33 to the 37, about four, second down and second and six at the 37-yard line, and Jace Jackson gets four. Jace, the starting defensive linebacker, gets a chance for running back here. He's a junior, 155-pounder, has a touchdown interception return tonight, does Jackson. He's in there at tailback now. Now he's out of the football game, and in at tailback's Nick Brulliette. 5:11 to go in the ball game, 42-0, St. Cecilia. Xander Schmidt on the toss to Brulliette. Nick comes this way to the 35, 38-yard line, knocked down hard there. Brulliette hangs on to the ball, but he was given a pretty good lick there by Brett James, the sophomore.
Jace Jackson carrying the ball for the Blue Hawks. Nick Brulliette,
38-yard line, a pickup of one on the play as Nick Brulliette picks up one.
6 yards, brings up third and four.
Third down at about 5 yards to go at the 38-yard line for St. Cecilia. Leading at 42-0, they've never been threatened, and they have the big lead in victory number one in their eight-game schedule for the year 2010. And a trip to Blue Hill next week. Schmidt fakes the handoff, ball hits the turf, and it'll be recovered by the Kearney Catholic Stars. Right there, the fumble recovery at the St. Cecilia 37-yard line. And on that football is Alex Lease, the 6 foot, 170-pound sophomore with the fumble recovery there. The second turnover on St. Cecilia. They've thrown an interception and they've lost the fumble. Three turnovers on the Stars on three St. Cecilia interceptions. So that turnover gives the football to the Stars at the 37-yard line. First and 10 at the 37-yard line. Quarterback now with the football. They run a little razzle-dazzle on the play. But right there on the defense for St. Cecilia is Jackson Siminski.
Drew Butler carrying the ball.
The handoff went.
The Stars' stop was made by Jackson.
To Drew Butler on the end around, and Siminski there, and a 10-yard loss on the play. Second and 10 on the 47-yard line for St. Cecilia. So a 10-yard loss. That'll hurt the rushing stats with 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Second and 10 at the 47. Shotgun, the quarterback, Creighton Pierce back in there. Pierce with the football from the 40 down to the 40-yard line to about the 35. Good run there by Creighton Pierce, who started this game at quarterback. And he takes it from the 47 to the 35-yard line, a pickup of 12 on the play. And it's going to be third down and about 8 yards to go. So Pierce rushes for 12 there on his first carry of the night. Down to the Blue Hawk, 35, third down and 8 yards to go. Pierce out there at quarterback in the shotgun. 2:20 to go in the ballgame. Creighton Pierce with it. The Stars would like to get on the board here. Pierce rolls to his right. throws it long near the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Was it picked off? It was picked off in the end zone. The fourth interception for St. Cecilia, and it's Nick Bruliette, the sophomore. Nick Bruliette with the interception, the fourth of the night for St. Cecilia. Nick Bruliette with the interception in the end zone, and the Stars kept out of the end zone once again there. Jace Jackson has two interceptions, one for a score, Phil Hamburger one, and Nick Bruliette with the fourth. St. Cecilia's fourth interception of the night. Football, as that was intercepted in the end zone, out to the 20-yard line. St. Cecilia will be able to run out the clock here after that interception as they keep the Stars. Last-ditch effort to get in the end zone, out of the end zone. With 1:20 to go and the clock continuing to run, we're going to have this ball game over in less than 2 hours tonight, folks, with that continuous clock. Handoff goes, or no handoff. Xander Schmidt, the quarterback, runs it for St. Cecilia from the 20-yard line out to about the 23, a pickup of three on the play. So Xander gets three there.
You know, the play about 4 yards.
Less than a minute to go in our ballgame, and St. Cecilia will go to 42-0 win here, and they will win their first game of this season. 48 seconds to go.
St. Cecilia takes timeout.
St. Cecilia wants to get anybody who hasn't played in the ball game here, if possible. They call a timeout, but we'll keep it here and start telling you about this football game. It's been all St. Cecilia. They scored three touchdowns in the first quarter of play. Cody Jackson, a 3-yard run, completing a 65-yard drive on the first possession of the season for the Blue Hawks. Cody Jackson, a 3-yard run. At the 8:33 mark, Matt Kissinger with the extra point, and the Blue Hawks led 7-0. 20 seconds later, after the Stars got the football after the kickoff, Jace Jackson, a 10-yard interception return for a touchdown. The try for two was no good. And on that play, starting quarterback Simon Ostrander was injured and not play anymore in the contest. And it was 13-0 at that point. Devin Elliott, 2-yard run, completing a 70-yard drive. In that first quarter, Kissinger's extra point made it 21-0. There's the handoff on the play. Not much there for the Blue Hawks. And another whistle. We're going to have another timeout so we can get just everybody in the ball game for St. Cecilia as they run that football that time. I guess there was a flag down. We'll see what that's all about. It's all academic. St. Cecilia trying to get everybody who's suited up in the football game, so they'll take this stoppage of the clock. With 43 seconds to go, and it's 42-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia led 21-0 after the first quarter, scored a couple more touchdowns in the second quarter. Cody Jackson on a 30-yard run made it 28-0 after Kissinger's extra point. Phil Hamburger, a 6-yard run. Hamburger coming in to play quarterback after the injury to Ostrander, and Hamburger, 6-yard run at the 2-minute mark, 35-0. Joel Groffel, a 1-yard run in the third quarter, made it 42-0. It's been a scoreless fourth quarter of play. The clock being run out here. St. Cecilia's got Luke Carey, a sophomore. Luke Carey in there at quarterback, trying to get a snap or two in here. Keeps the football, keeps his feet, gets about 3 yards on the play. And Luke Carey, the quarterback on the final play, looks like could be the final play of the football game. Jared Jackson, a sophomore, is out there on the field for St. Cecilia. That was either Luke or Luke carries 14 and Jared's number 4. Maybe that was Jared Jackson, number 4, carrying the football for St. Cecilia. They won't have to run another play. That's going to end this football game. St. Cecilia wins it convincingly tonight over the Kearney Catholic Stars. And that is the end of the football game, the final score. St. Cecilia, 42. Kearney Catholic, nothing. We'll talk about this one and wrap it up in 2 minutes.
Stop by the Coin Center in downtown Hastings at 115 North Denver. The Coin Center is your headquarters for coin collecting, selling coins, coin supplies, coin folders, and reference books. If you don't see what you're looking for, special orders are no problem. The Coin Center is always interested in buying your coins, tokens, and paper money. Think you have a rare coin? They do appraisals too. Open Monday through Saturday 10 to 5. Call 462-6467 or stop at the Coin Center, 115 North Denver in downtown Hastings.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
I'm Tyler Maffitt with a check of scores from around the area. Grand Island leading Omaha Bryant 42-0 at the half. Pleasanton over Amherst 22-0 just before the half. Kearney 13, Lincoln East 0 in the late third quarter. Blue Hill over Sutton in the third quarter 12-0. Superior over Sandy Creek 14-0. Axtell over Elm Creek 31-0. And Hastings High over Adams Central 16-12. Blaine, back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tyler. We were talking about the scoring for St. Cecilia. They win it here tonight 42-0, had 35 points in the first half. Tacked on a third-quarter score by Joel Groffel. Cody Jackson ran for two scores. Devin Ellie ran for one. Phil Hamburger ran for one. Joel Groffel ran for one. Jace Jackson, an interception return for a touchdown for the Blue Hawks. They win it 42-0. Unofficially, St. Cecilia, 213 yards rushing in this contest. 79 throwing, 292 total yards. Cody Jackson led the way with 82 yards rushing this evening for St. Cecilia. Joel Groffel, 39. Devin Ellie had 37. St. Cecilia had three pass completions. Phil Hamburger was 2 out of 4 for 51 yards. Matt Kissinger, a catch for 31. Chase Bassett, a catch for 20. Simon Ostrander, before his injury, 1 out of 2 on the Cody Jackson 28-yard screen pass. The play, 3 completions in 7 attempts. For St. Cecilia, as they had a chance to kind of clear the bench out, let everybody a chance to play in the game. But 213 on the ground, 79 through the air, 292 total for St. Cecilia. For Kearney Catholic, and a great defensive effort by the Blue Hawks. They give up only 47 yards rushing to Kearney Catholic, 26 passing, only 73 total yards of what we have up here for the Stars, 73 total yards in the contest. Colton Doerr rushed for 35 to lead the way. 5 completions on the evening for Kearney Catholic as they had 3 completions in the football game by Abe Clinch, 1 by Tyson Colling, and 1 by Creighton Pierce in the contest. A couple of receptions by Brian Huseman for 11 yards. Colton Doerr, 2 catches for 13 into the contest this evening. And 1 catch for Alex Lowe for 2 yards. So just not much offense. Great defense by St. Cecilia. 73 total yards for the Stars. No points. St. Cecilia, a lot of people thought they might have dominated this one. St. Cecilia is will continue to be a force this season, and they're playing, of course, their C2 schedule this year, but they will be a force to be reckoned with all season long. They have a lot of talent. They thought they would be good. They showed it tonight, off to a great start, winning it by the score of 42-0. So Cody Jackson with a couple of touchdown runs by Devin Ellie, Phil Hamburger, and Joel Groffel, an interception return for a touchdown by Jace Jackson on this evening. The only mark on the night, maybe, is that injury to Simon Ostrander. Hopefully we'll have a chance to find out about his condition on the coach's post-game show. Stay tuned. The player of the game for this game will be announced, the St. Cecilia player of the football game. And then after that, the coach speaks. The coach's post-game show, we expect to hear from Randy Ahrens, assistant football coach for the Saint Cecilia Blue Hawks. That will do it for the play-by-play from Duncan Field here tonight. The final score once again, Hastings Saint Cecilia 42, Kearney Catholic nothing in the season opener for these two high school football teams in Class C2. The Blue Hawks dominate and win it 42-0. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Player of the Game and the Coach's Postgame Show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Stop by the Coin Center in downtown Hastings at 115 North Denver. The Coin Center is your headquarters for coin collecting, selling coins, coin supplies, coin folders, and reference books. If you don't see what you're looking for, special orders are no problem. The Coin Center is always interested in buying your coins, tokens, and paper money. Think you have a rare coin? They do appraisals too. Open Monday through Saturday 10 to 5. Call 462-6467 or stop at the Coin Center, 115 North Denver in downtown Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. Saint Cecilia wins it by the score 42-0 over Kearney Catholic tonight. Blue Hawks get three in the first quarter, scores two touchdowns in the second, one in the third. Cody Jackson leads the way with 82 rushing yards on the night. Saint Cecilia also throws for 79 yards in this game, and interception return for a touchdown for Jace Jackson, and the shutout by the Saint Cecilia defense. We'll name our Blue Hawk player of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. We're going to name our player of the game to a senior. Give it to the senior tonight. Cody Jackson led the way with 82 yards on the ground, ran for a couple of scores, caught one pass for 28 yards, that screen pass that led to the first touchdown of the season for the Blue Hawks, but a pass catch and 82 yards on the ground. 28 through the air for Cody. Also played some defense tonight, so the senior taking over that all-important position of tailback for Saint Cecilia. Cody Jackson is our player of the game tonight for the Saint Cecilia Blue Hawks. That may be the first of many Cody wins this season. We'll see. But the senior Cody Jackson, our Saint Cecilia player of the game in the Blue Hawks, 42-0 victory over the Kearney Catholic Star. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. It's the Coach's Post Game Show after Saint Cecilia wins it by the score of 42-0 over the Kearney Catholic Stars. Randy Ahrens is here, assistant football coach, the top man on the defensive side of things on that coaching staff for Saint Cecilia. The Blue Hawks win it 42-0. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. Good start by your ball club right out of the gate, and a good night overall. And I think what you hoped would happen, guys played real well tonight, Coach.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, we just is one of those games where you don't know what you can do until you get your feet wet. And so we had some kids out there, you know, they're green behind the ears and a little wet behind the ears, and they just really came out and competed very well. And, you know, it's something that as much as you practice and as much as you think you have things covered, until you get in that first game and really see things in the heat of the moment, it's sometimes difficult. But you got to be really proud of our kids because they were able to, come up with a shutout, but they're able to, be in the right place at the right time, be able to make big plays. They tackled well and things like that. So it's a great first win for us.
Yeah, right from the get-go, Coach, you won the opening toss. Was it the plan if you won the toss? It was to defer, but maybe you did want your defense on the field first, maybe because you want going to kind of set the tone in the season with your defense till that offense gets in sync. They were in pretty good sync tonight, but got new people back there in those skill positions. But the defense was ready to go all the way through tonight, Coach. They really played well.
They did, and that's just, it's more so than anything, it's credit to the kids, and it's something that, they're able to carry over things from last year to this year. And so, we're playing a bunch of seniors on defense, kids that played some last year for us. And so, we expect them to do well. We expect them to come in and compete, and that was something that they did really well tonight. And, it's hard just to single out people. So, just the group as a whole, we're very proud of.
Coach, you got some big people up there, go both sides of the ball up on that. On the line, the linemen, and they go both ways. They're big kids, of course, led by Zach, and he's got all the pub and stuff with Nebraska and stuff and this kind of things. But Nathan Susie and Joe Walmart and all those guys, and Tremel at center and on offense. But you got a lot of big people, Coach, and you're gonna wear a lot of teams down. Your guys, but I know they take a lot of pride in that. You still have to go out there and execute and do the job, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and that's something that you said, we're going to wear people down, hopefully through, what our kids have done throughout the summer and what we do in the season in the weight room and things like that, that our kids are, if nothing else, physically ready, but mentally they feel that they have an edge on teams, and so that's something that we're going to try to take some pride in. We're going to try to do our best, throughout the season and continue, as we go.
Yeah, stop them three and out on defense, and then you get the football back and go 65 yards and score on your first series. Then get the ball back to them and have the interception that ends up in the touchdown on Jace's interception for the score. So you really got out to a great start, and you did it in all parts of the ball, the defense standing up there. And the offense, I'm sure the offense felt really good about things, scoring on their first drive of the season, and that had to give those guys a real boost of confidence.
Yeah, and that's something that we try to talk about, and it's one of those things that if we can score first early, maybe the other team put a little doubt in their mind and things like that, and then we come back and Jace Jackson gets a big interception. And so when you're able to, and we talked about just being in the right spots, keeping things simple tonight and being in the right spots on the field, and good things may happen, and not to overthink yourselves, not to do just to be out of control. And so we put ourselves in the right spot, and we were able to make some big plays, and Jace's was one of those tonight.
Well, I know Coach Tesmer, Coach, when we talked to him earlier this week, concerned about Kearney Catholic, all the things they throw at you with all the receivers and the things they like to throw at you with that one-back offense. You guys have four interceptions tonight in the football game, so your defense in the right spot at the right time, and so some good play there, getting four interceptions. You force those turnovers. I just shows that the defense played really well.
Yeah, and how about those two? Phil Hamburger took one away from a receiver, and then Nick Brulette made a great play down here in the end zone at the end of the game and took one away from a receiver. And so, it's just one of those things that just to continue effort and to continue, try to improvement, because we're going to have a tough game again next week. And so, when you win your first game, you can come back with a little bounce in your step next week of practice. And so that's what we're going to look forward to, is trying to get ready for game number two.
Offensively, what's the situation? What's the status of Simon Ostrander? Hurt running for that two-point conversion, like the right knee, Coach. What's his status right now? Phil Hamburger, they were going to be the quarterbacks this year, and Phil comes in and does a real good job. But what's the Simon status right now?
I'm not sure. He went up to the doctor's, or he went into the hospital to just have his knee X-ray or MRI on his knee, and Dr. Franzen didn't sound very encouraging. But you just never know. You expect the worst, hope for the best, and it's quite a blow to our team. But as much as anything, a blow to Simon, because he's such a good kid and good family and things like that. So we're hoping for the best, and we'll just have to wait and see what doctor's report is.
All right, a couple of Ben Tomchuk and what Adam O'Grady injuries with the knee, and now Simon tonight, so that bugaboo on the knee jumping up at the Blue Hawks this year. Good play offensively up front on the line, Coach. Cody Jackson, speed and quickness well. Fullbacks run hard tonight. Blake Brulette does a good job from the slot back. So the offense and your plays, we've seen these plays and we've seen these things for years here, but Well, you executed them well tonight.
Yeah, we did, and it was one of those games that we were able to get, you know, the first one out of the way without very many penalties, very many mistakes. And so when you can do that, you got a great foundation to build on for the rest of the season. And so it's just something that we can continue to encourage the kids that we need to get better, and we need to push each other in practice and, you know, expect more out of each other. And so that's something that we got to do to continue to reach some goals that we have throughout the season.
Well, Coach, I know the goals are probably lofty goals, as well they should be. These kids also know, hey, we were state champions last year in C1. We're playing in some new schools here. We're going to have our schedule this year. But you got the target on your back. Let's face it, you know that. The coaches know that. The players know that. Everybody wants to give their best shot at St. Cecilia and the state champion. So each week is going to be a challenge, and these guys have no choice, do they? But they're going to have to work hard and practice every day to get better, because the other teams are going to give them their best shot every week.
Yeah, and we felt that way for a number of years here. That we've been very successful, for quite a few years here, and so it's something that I think our kids relish the opportunity. You know, when other teams come in and give us their best shot, because our kids, you know, usually have stood up to the challenge and have responded well to that. And I think they realize that it's going to be another battle throughout the season for us each week in and week out, and so. That's just something that we really need to encourage, you know, impress upon the kids, is that we need to keep getting better, because the teams out there on our schedule are going to keep getting better throughout the year.
Yeah, and it's going to be, hopefully it'll be a fun week next week, Coach. Playing over at Blue Hill, it's going to be interesting, the close proximity and the success they've had in C2 the last 5 or 6 years, and you guys going down there next week. That should be a fun, should be a very interesting ball game, and I'm sure that'll be draw a very good crowd next Friday, but that should be a good test for both teams.
Yes, it will be, and like you said, it'll be a big crowd and a big game, and it should be a fun game because of the success and respect, success of both programs the past number of years, and the respect that schools and kids have for each other. So we'll look forward to the opportunity to go down to Blue Hill, and we'll give our best shot and see what happens. Let the ball bounce where it may.
Well, a big win tonight and a good win, Coach. I'm sure everybody's pretty happy with things. 42-0, congratulations, especially to the guys. All that hard work in the preseason paid off. I'm sure they're pretty happy about things, and they'll go back at it come Monday, if not before. And thanks for coming up. And like old times, here we are again, beautiful Duncan Field, and here we are. Mike would like to have been here, but he thought maybe I ought to come over and do it tonight. So, but he's looking forward to coming over here, though, this season.
We try to do our best, and we only want the best, so thank you for your coverage tonight.
Thank you very much, Coach Randy Aarons, assistant football coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They win at 42-0 on the coach's post-game show. Thanks to Coach Aarons. We'll take our timeout and wrap things up here from Duncan Field right after this from Cully Pipe and Steel Supply.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Well, welcome back to Duncan Field. We'll wrap things up here. St. Cecilia beats Kearney Catholic in the season opener for these ball clubs. 42-0. St. Cecilia jumping out to a 21-0 lead after the first quarter. 35-0 at halftime. Tacked on a third quarter score. One at 42-0. Cody Jackson runs for two scores. One touchdown on the ground apiece for Devin Ellie, Phil Hamburger, and Joel Groffel. And Jace Jackson, an interception return, scores for the defense tonight. St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 42-0. Unofficially, 213 on the ground, 79 through the air for the Blue Hawks, 292 total, 82 yards for Cody Jackson running the ball. Only 73 yards unofficially for Kearney Catholic tonight, 47 on the ground, 26 through the air. We'll use the word again, a dominant performance by the Blue Hawks tonight as they win their season opener 42-0, and they go to Blue Hill next Friday night. We'll have that football game for you on our sister station, The Breeze. That's KLIQ FM 94.5. Kearney Catholic Stars will go to North Platte St. Patrick's. They will have game number 2 on the road this season at North Platte St. Patrick's next Friday night. Well, that will do it from Duncan Field on our coverage of the St. Cecilia Kearney Catholic football game. Once again, the final score, St. Cecilia 42, Kearney Catholic Nothing. Thank you for listening here on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings and 1460 KXPN Kearney. St. Cecilia 42, Kearney Catholic Nothing. For producer engineer Tyler Maffitt, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio. Blistering speed.